thanks so much for joining us today and joining us now. It's always a pleasure to talk with Brad Holcomb. He is chair of the Institute for Supply Management's Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Brad, thanks so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
The March PMI registered 57.2%. And if that's all that I looked at, I would say it's a fantastic report. Congratulations. However, I know that that's down from last month, from the February reading of 57.7%. What's behind the decline, and what does it mean that we're still at historically pretty high levels, I guess?
Well, yes, we are, and that's what to focus on. That 57.2 is a strong number. It's been a few years since we've put together two 57s in a row, so the fact that it's down a half a percentage point is not really a problem. Quite the contrary, 57.2 is a great way to close out the first quarter of 2017.
More like the pause that refreshes?
Exactly. But the news gets better. New orders at 64.5, while that's down at 6/10 of a point, still at a very strong number, and all 18 industries that we report on are showing growth in new orders for the month of March.
That's very strong. Is there something behind all those new orders?
It's just very broad-based, and I think reflective of the economy that we're in 2017 with great consumer confidence, good levels of employment with more paychecks out there to stimulate the economy.
Speaking of paychecks, the employment sub-index up 4.7 at 58.9. That's a very solid reading.
Well, it is. And if you notice just above that in our table at a glance, production was down 5.3 percentage points. It wasn't quite able to keep up. And so we've got an appetite to hire more people in view of these strong new orders.
So you've got strong new orders, production can't keep up, and it looks like manufacturers are hiring employees to keep this thing rolling along. That sounds like a formula for continued growth in the months ahead.
Well, it does. And just to add to that, the new export orders index is up 4 percentage points to 59. Very high number, growing for 13 consecutive months. That means our international companies are participating as well.
So we're seeing some optimism from our global trade partners. I would imagine that would be Asia and Europe in particular.
Yes.
But as we see all this kind of activity, not a big surprise, and also reinforced by some recent inflation gauges that we've seen, prices were up significantly.
Yes, they are up another 2.5 percentage points in terms of the index, which reached 70.5. That's the highest since May of 2011. So certainly something to watch in terms of the inflation factor.
Now, Brad, we'd like to see what this ISM report on manufacturing can tell us about some other parts of the economy, specifically strong numbers in employment. Does that give us a hint of what to expect from the jobs report coming up this Friday?
Well, it does. Anytime we're at that level, we would expect a good report from the government in the days ahead.
And what about, particularly as we wrap up the first quarter here, what are we seeing that might correlate to first quarter GDP?
The numbers would indicate that you know, our January through March average of 57% would correspond to a 4.3% increase in real gross domestic product, and PMI for March alone, 57.2, 4.4% increase.
That would be a significant step up from what we saw in the fourth quarter.
Well, it certainly would, and if the rest of the economy was moving at the same pace, those are the numbers that we would see, but we often lead the economy in terms of those correlations.
Now, what are some of the respondents saying? I imagine that most of their comments are generally pretty upbeat.
Well, you're absolutely right. From chemical products, business conditions continue to improve. from computer electronic products. Business outlook is positive. But there are also, and similar comments, also comments about hiring people, in some cases, difficult to find the right kind of talent. Nevertheless, it speaks to strong employment.
We think sometimes that manufacturing is just repetitive work. Indeed, it is very high-skilled work. And so they're finding difficulty in finding these skilled workers at this time.
More and more so, yes, as technology continues to dominate manufacturing.
Are they finding shortages in other areas other than skilled workers?
Yes, team members overall, for example, fabricated metal products, not necessarily the one of the most technical oriented, has had difficulty up until now hiring qualified team members.
Okay. Well, this is a good solid report, and I believe this is the 94th consecutive report showing overall growth in the economy. The monthly reading for March comes in at 57.2. That's down 0.5%, but still, as you say, it is a strong number. It is a high number, and we're seeing a couple of back-to-back 57s in there. That's got to look pretty good. Joining us today from the Institute for Supply Management, the chair of the Institute for Supply Management's Manufacturing Business Survey Committee, Brad Holcomb. Brad, we always appreciate the information and the hard work and research from ISM. Thank you.
Thank you so much.